Let's talk football now, though. Brilliant game coming up for Tranmere this weekend as they take on Bury at Prenton Park. And one man who I'm sure is going to be there is Rovers legend Sean Garnett. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And I just want to go back in time, actually, a few years before we talk about present day, because you were in charge the last time Bury came to Prenton Park, you and Alan Rogers, for that game where Bury beat Tranmere to win promotion. Rovers had already been relegated. A lot has changed in the 4 or so years since then, and Tranmere will be desperate for it not to be the same kind of ending.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably, you know, one of the worst days for Tranmere Rovers, and a very dark day. I can remember it as if it was yesterday. You know, unfortunately, we'd been relegated at Plymouth, and the following week we were playing Bury, and they basically got promoted at Prenton Park, and the celebrations, as you would expect, were massive, yet we had to sort of suffer that we've been relegated out of the Football League. But like you say, the club's moved forward. Mark and Nicola have come in, and we've amped the club. Mickey Mellon's come in and you know, added players to what Gary Bramman had already brought in and put the club back in where it should be in the Football League.
Certainly have, and they are now challenging to get back into League One, which they fell out of 5 years ago. It would be back-to-back promotions if they managed it, which would be a heck of an achievement.
It would. I mean, promotions are very hard, and sometimes, you know, you can go throughout a career without having any, and especially for supporters as well. You can go for many years without tasting any success. But we're still in the mix to maybe get automatic promotion and definitely, you know, via the playoffs.
How possible do you think the automatics are? If you look at that League Two table, Tranmere, of course, sinking to sixth place at the weekend with that draw against Lincoln, which on the face of it actually is a very good point at Lincoln, and keeping a clean sheet there, that was decent. But the ground between them and the automatic spots is 4 points with just 2 games left.
Yeah, you know, we're not realistic, but, you know, there's several permutations where you could say if they lose and we win, or we win and they draw. So I think anything's possible in football. You never say never, but you've also got to be realistic. You know, the important thing for us is to keep our form going, to keep you know, the run going. Maybe on the back of a clean sheet at Lincoln to go again against Bury, because that won't be an easy game.
It certainly won't. And what we do know is that Tranmere only need 1 point to guarantee a playoff place at the very worst, which would be, as I've mentioned, an incredible achievement. And you'd hope the experience that they've got from 2 playoff campaigns over the last 2 seasons would stand them in good stead.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes with playoffs, you know, the form goes out the window. But I think, you know, we've kept the nucleus of players who would have played in the previous 2 playoffs, you know, both the legs and both the final. So we are experienced. Having said that, you know, it is important that we get that point, that we secure our place in the playoffs. But, you know, like I said, Saturday's going to be a massive game for both teams. And we'll go into that wanting to win, as we would do any other game.
When you were in your playing days, how much did you savour these kind of occasions, the big games at the end of the season when there is so much riding on them?
The great, you know, it, sometimes when the season's fizzling out, there's nothing to play for. It's hard, but, you know, these are great games for lads to play in, you know, all to play for, big crowds, the media's following you. It's what you want in a season. Also tells you that you're doing something right.
It does, and it's been a long time since Tranmere actually had a season where there was very little riding on it going into the last few games, and again, we're in that circumstance.
It is, and you know, you all credit to everyone involved, from the chairman down to the groundsman. You know, everyone's chipping away. We've tried to sort of put the club in a position where we can challenge, and it's good, and you know, the atmosphere is good at the moment, and this is what success brings, and this is something that you want to continue, you know. And I've been lucky that I've sampled this as a player, you know, and as a coach as well, and you can never get enough of it.
Certainly can't. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to full-time Tranmere legend Sean Garnett joining me this evening ahead of their game against Bury on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff at Prenton Park. And I think they're expecting about 10,000 down there, which brings me on to my next question, actually, Sean. Are you seeing kind of similarities in the way the fans and the players have all been mobilised together as kind of one as when you were in your playing days under the great Johnny King and the way that side connected with the Wirral community?
Yeah, you know, it's got similarities. Definitely, you know, last week 9,500. But what it is, you know, it's a crowd that have bonded with the players, and the players have respected that, and the players hopefully have sort of, you know, pulled up the sleeves and give a little bit extra. But, you know, I've got to say, you know, the crowd have been fantastic throughout the last 3 or 4 years, and we've gradually, you know, plugged away and we've brought back to what we were getting, similar to what we were in the Championship. So it's a credit again to everyone. It's a credit to the supporters because they've stayed loyal. But we've also, you know, now we've got Super White Army 2, which is a new generation coming through. So hopefully that, you know, we can attract them and we can keep this continued success at Tranmere Rovers going for a long, long time.
Absolutely. And of course, success brings more people through the gates. That has always been the case. But if you go back to that Bury game that I was talking about earlier, and that was Tranmere's final game in the Football League before they got relegated. 7,500 at Prenton Park that day, but only about 5,000 of them were Tranmere fans. And you've pretty much doubled that now in the 4 years since, which is a real achievement in itself.
It is, and it's also a credit to the people of Wirral and Merseyside for sticking with Tranmere and supporting us. So, you know, it works both ways. You know, we are a family club, we are a community club, and I think that's we've benefited from that. In that, you know, we don't sit on our laurels. You know, we are very much a proactive club, and we do involve the community. And like I say, it's fantastic to think that, you know, Saturday we could be touching 10,000. A 10,000 great at Prenton Park in a League Two clash. It's scary to think there'll be some teams maybe in the Championship that might not get there.
Mm. It could even be more than that, given the number of fans that Bury are potentially bringing over as well, compared to what Forest Green and MK Dons brought for the recent home gates, which were 8,500 and 9,500. Now, you've spent parts of the last season or so flitting in between Merseyside and China, where you've been doing some work out there as well for the club. How much have you seen Tranmere grow from the times when you've gone and then you've come back and seen the difference?
It has. I mean, what's been, you know, it's been exciting is that you've seen the team grow as well. So, you know, the odd player's been added. Unfortunately, the odd player's had to go. But, you know, while I've sort of dropped in and out the country, I've come back to sort of thinking, well, he's a good player. He'll add to the squad. And we've built up a squad now that's been able to challenge in a division. You know, that you know, last year here, we were sort of trying to hit the heights of the National League. This year, we're hitting the heights of Division 2, which, again, like I say, it's all credit to the boys and the management and everyone associated to the club.
Certainly is. And a win this weekend would prevent Bury going up for the meantime anyway. You certainly don't want to see Bury celebrating at Prenton Park like they did a few years ago. And it would put Tranmere, hopefully, right back in that promotion mix. And when you've got a striker like James Norwood, the leading goal scorer in the country, you can do that. You can win games with just one chance.
You can, but I mean, I went to watch Bury play on Monday, so I've got an insight to how good they can be. You know, both Tranmere and Bury will have weaknesses and strengths. You know, but we've got James Norwood, they've got Danny Mayer, so, you know, they've got a player who can win the game for us, and we have just got to make sure that we keep it right at the back and create chances for Norse to possibly be, you know, the game winner.
And how confident are you then that they can get over the line, and even if it is to be the playoffs, they can get back up to League One by next season?
I think I'm fairly confident in that. You know, we've all worked hard for this, and I think, you know, Prenton Park's become a fortress. Our record's, you know, one of the best in the league. Having said that, you know, there's a lot of spice added to the game on Saturday in terms of, you know, one can get promoted, one can confirm that they're in the playoffs. We can also, you know, throw our cat amongst the pigeons in that, you know, if the results don't go for MK Dons and for Mansfield, we're back in the mix. So it's all to play for, and the pressure will probably play a part in the game. But like I say, with hopefully, you know, with our lads on form and the supporters behind us, we stand a good chance of getting the result that we want.
Fingers crossed that Tranmere can do the business. Their final home game of the regular league season. Hopefully it's their final home game of the season, because they're getting promoted automatically as well. Prenton Park this Saturday. Sean, enjoy it, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
No problem, Matt. Nice to speak to you.